City and town clerks continue to process vote-by-mail and absentee ballots. As presented earlier in the series, voters who choose this form of balloting send an application for a ballot to their local clerk's office. The Secretary of the Commonwealth mailed applications to all registered voters. The clerks then sent requested ballots, and voters returned them. The clerks enter the information from the ballot envelope to the Secretary's website. I've watched it done. It's tedious. Again, using Kingston and Town Clerk Paul Gallagher as an example. So when you say you get into the system, what is that, password protected? Couldn't I steal your password and get into the system?
No, it actually has fingerprint ID along with the password. So there's a disk you put in and then you have to give your fingerprint.
Then, between attending to phone calls and customers at the window, the clerk plays data entry.
Update the EV, so I go to the ballots, and I sent this ballot out on August 10th by mail. I received it back on August 24th by mail, and it's been accepted, and it's a Democratic ballot.
Thus, the central registry is updated. A particular person voted, when they did, and by what means. The unopened ballot goes into the vault until Election Day. Why is this important to understand early voting? Early voting follows the same process, but in person.
We've begun preparing for the in-person early voting that starts on Saturday, August 27th, from 9 to 5 here at the Town Hall. Check with your local town clerk's office or website for your location. We'll have ballot applications that you fill out. You check in with the town clerk. They issue you a ballot. You go and you vote the ballot, insert it into the envelope, and return it to the town clerk. They process it that you've voted early, and the envelope will go in to the vault until it is processed on Election Day at the polls.
Charles Matheson, WATD News.